You know, it's easy to forget today, what with all the news about Russian intelligence officers being indicted in Washington, and just as President Trump gets ready for a summit with Putin on Monday, that there's still the Men's World Cup going on in Russia right now. After a full month of competition, the tournament will come to a close on Sunday, with France and Croatia facing off in the final. FIFA, soccer's governing body, today went ahead and declared the tournament a huge success. FIFA President Gianni Infantino even claimed the World Cup had improved Russia's image around the globe. Charles Maines joins us from Moscow. So I got to say, there's a temptation to compare Russia's hosting the 2018 World Cup to the Sochi Olympics in 2014. Both events put Russia on the world stage in the spotlight and had the potential to burnish Russia and Putin internationally. Where do the two events part ways when you compare them, though?
Well, I mean, first of all, Sochi was one city. You could kind of create this mirage for the Olympic Games around the city of Sochi, but whereas Russia hosted now in 11 cities across the country. So in a way, it was Russia very much opening itself up in a way that they weren't able to during Sochi. I think it is interesting, though, that having been to the Sochi Games and now to the World Cup here, the atmosphere has this almost ideal version of Russia. Everyone's a little friendlier, you know, people helping each other on the street. The cops are friendly, which is unheard of. And it just seems to show this idea that Russia can have this slightly more liberal environment. Nothing bad will happen. And they can also be open to the world, which is something we haven't seen much of over these last several years.
Is there an expectation that after the Croatia-France game on Sunday, cops will go back to being unfriendly and people go back to their old ways?
I think there is. I mean, I think that people were hoping very much so that the sort of the street parties we've seen over the last month will continue. But, you know, frankly, there was a sense that once the cities began to belong to people again, you know, you could wander around at night, drink on the street, drink beer, people would have fun. And, you know, looking at these crowds all the time, you would always look and think, well, if you were not holding an Uruguay scarf, but instead a poster that denounced Putin, that's just unfathomable in this country under normal circumstances.
I mean, the Russian team actually did better than expected, aside from what the team was able to achieve on the field. How did Russians feel about hosting the World Cup?
They felt great about it. And that's the thing. I mean, I think for Russians who have heard for so long that the world hates them from their own state media, it was really in some ways kind of jarring to see this warm welcome from foreigners who were so excited to be here. Now, in another way, I think also for foreigners, they came here and they said, look, we've heard so many bad things about Russia, and look, what a wonderful reception we've gotten. Just talking to people on the street, and both from Russia and from abroad, you know, everyone felt really good about these games. And in terms of the Russian team, you know, it was this swell of kind of genuine patriotism, I think in a positive sense of the word, whereas in Russia so often, it feels sometimes like these patriotic moods are manufactured in some way. And this was a genuine pride, I think, in the Russian performance, not because they're such a great team, but using, you know, the skills that they had and the skill sets that they offered, they managed to go toe-to-toe with some of the great soccer powers and indeed see some of the best players in the world pack up and go home before the Russian squad had to.
The World's Charles Maines in Moscow. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.